Time for a Saskatchewan quickie. Good morning, Quick Dick McDick.
Jason Lee, my man, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. What's keeping you busy these days? You made it through another egg in motion okay?
Well, I barely made it, you know. Like, I mean, there was a pretty next-level MC at Field of Stars there keeping things rolling. I don't know if you know him or not, but yeah, it was good. It's crazy. I feel like I'm kind of in the twilight zone because I don't feel like I've left egg in motion because here again this morning I'm sitting in line while I'm talking to you, Jason. I'm in line at the crusher here right now, hauling a load of canola here, right? But I think it's a thing that we're addicted to as humans. Do we just line up everywhere? Like, is this what we do? I don't know. We try to get in and out of egg in motion. It's like a whole, but there's like thousands of farmers that drive in and out of there all in their individual pickup, and they sit in line trying to get into one entrance onto the grounds. And then they all stay there for the same amount of time, and then they all try and leave at the same time in a big lineup trying to get out of the grounds. But then I noticed this happens everywhere, Jason. Like, I'm here with a whole bunch of farmers that are hauling grain to the canola crusher. Everyone was given their individual time, but as soon as you get the green light to bring canola in, well, nobody's waiting for their time. We're going to go line up, Jason. Okay, and then you go to buy your groceries at the grocery store. What do? You all line up to get in there, and there's a big line at the till to get out of there. It's like we're addicted to being in lines, Jason.
Oh, yeah. You need to get into line for your next beer, too. You know, it's just...
Exactly. But see, then the other thing is you got to have Saskatchewan line conversation, and you are required to talk to everybody in line about how much rain did you get, how are the crops, and what do you think harvest is going to bring this year.
I'm wondering if you answer all those questions in your sleep.
I think I'm on auto answer now. I think there's just an automated voice that comes on and I ask the questions.
Just press play and move your mouth, right?
AI saving the world, one Quick Dick answer at a time.